Blog Talk Radio.
Locker Room Talk Radio. What's up, sports world? Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio, brought to you by All Day Sports USA. I'm your host, Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, the one who knows about the X's and the O's.
There's your man, Professor X-Factor, a.k.a. Angry Man. Please take out your textbooks and take a seat. Close your mouths because class is in session.
You know what today
hey,
is?
Hey, did you just hear the latest?
No. What was? No, I didn't.
Antonio Brown is now requesting a trade or to be released.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to episode 30 of Locker Room Talk Radio, bring you the real raw radio for the real sports fan. The number to call is 858-777-8433. Call the show. And make sure you press 1 on your mobile device.
Hey, hold on a second. Oh, I got to get something out. This is getting on my nerves.
Okay. Well, you're going to have the opportunity to say what's ever getting on your damn nerves. But, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is episode 30 of Locker Room Talk Radio. I'm excited. Football's back, damn it. You hear me? Football is back. The 2019 NFL season is here. I can't wait. The next another hour and 20-something minutes, my life will have purpose once again. Every Sunday, every Monday, and every Thursday.
Chicago about to wear Green Bay ass out.
Well, you know what? We're going to talk about that in a minute, man. But here at Locker Room Talk Radio, we like to open up with each segment called Dominant Athletes and News, or what we like to call it here at Locker Room Talk Radio. Damn. Now, check this out, man. We all know we got to get through the good stuff, you know what I'm saying, before we get to the picks, before we get to tonight's game. We're going to break down tonight's game, and we're going to break down the NFC Conference, you know, all that good stuff. And, of course, we all know Dallas Cowboys extend Ezekiel Elliott, $50 million guaranteed. $96 million, $50 million guaranteed. Of course, they would get the damn deal done before they have to play us week one. Got on my goddamn nerves, but you know what? I don't want to hear this shit. I don't want to hear the excuses. I'm glad that they did sign him. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to hear no Dallas Cowboy fan say to me, if we win this weekend, well, the only reason why you won is because they didn't have Zeke Elliott. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear none of that. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. I ain't scared. But at the end of the day, I guess congratulations is in order to Zeke Elliott. What the hell ever. But before we go further into the show, I want to give a shout out to our brother, man, Executive Chef Q Drake Fake. He has some important things he had to take care of, and we are definitely think about you, man. You know, he's dealing with a private matter, but at the same time, you know, we riding with you here at Locker Room Talk Radio, and get back with us real soon. You know what I'm saying? We love you, boy. So, at the end of the day, Z got paid. Jared Goff also got paid, ladies and gentlemen. Highest paid quarterback, highest paid player in NFL history with 130 million dollar contract, 110 guaranteed. That dude got his aid. Yeah, he's like, man, what?
Shit.
Damn is right.
That bitch can retire right now.
Yeah, he got paid. That's in the words of my man, Damon Wayans, got paid. But, yo, we got to go ahead and just, because I'm pretty sure we're going to go back and forth on this, man, and it's going to take up some time. So let's go ahead and dive into it, man. Well, before we dive into this, bleep, nah, bullshit, I'm going to say it. Odell Beckham Jr. said he's still bothered by his hip, but he will play come Sunday. So, just to let everybody know that. In other news, man, Antonio Brown, man, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing, man? This is G. All Day Ward, man, Locker Room Talk Radio. I got a message for you before I turn it over to Professor. You are really getting on my goddamn nerves right now. And let me tell you why that you are. I've been riding with you for a very long time. Because at the end of the day, I understand brothers like you. I understand you. And I understand that, you know, you don't back down from nobody, the whole nine. You say what's on your mind. I'm all for that. But right about now, brother, you're making Big Ben look like a damn angel by default. That's what you're doing right now. Because at the end of the day, all your semantics, all your antics, all the bullshit that you're doing right now, man, sit your ass the hell down somewhere. You got paid, bro. You got your money. Now just go ahead and just do your job and just stay out of the damn media for bad reasons. And this is what I mean by bad reasons, okay? Antonio Brown got fined up to $54,000 for missing training camp. It was a walkthrough that he missed. He also missed a voluntary meeting. Matter of fact, hold on. I'll tell you exactly what it is. This is courtesy of ESPN.com. It says here that in the letter that Mike Mayock informed Antonio Brown in, that he was being fined $13,950 for missing a walkthrough on August 22nd and an excused absence. The letter also mentions that the team previously had fined Brown $40,000 for missing camp on August 18th, the day that Mike Mayock said it's time for him to be all in or be all out. Now, for those out there who are about to tell me or even remotely try to make me understand, well, come on, man, this is Antonio Brown, man. He's a star of the team, man. Go ahead and eat that. I don't want to hear that shit either. You got paid a lot of goddamn money. $40,000 ain't hurting your pockets. $13,000 is not hurting your pockets. And at the end of the day, man, if you had a reason to miss these days, I'm with you. But just like it says here, it says an unexcused absence. So that means you just said, fuck it, I'm just not going. Well, I assume that, allegedly. That's what I'm assuming. Antonio Brown, man, you're really making it hard for me to ride with you, man. But I'm going to be quiet, and I'm going to turn it over to Professor X. Professor, I apologize. Let me just say this one last part, and then you got the floor, man. The response that Antonio Brown, and this is where shit gets bad, he puts the letter that Mike Mayock gives him on Instagram, and he responds with this. He says, when your own team wants to hate, but there's no stopping me now, devil is a lie. Everyone got to pay this year, so we're clear. Okay, really? Now the team is hating on you? They just got you, bruh. Professor, you got the floor, man. Your thoughts?
I mean, Antonio Brown, let's see if I can put this the right way without offending anybody. I really don't
get it. Please, man. Come on, man. Come on. Just word it.
Antonio Brown did the same thing. Antonio Brown did the same shit on his job that a lot of you motherfuckers have done on your job.
Absolutely. But
basically went to work, man, fuck this job. Told his manager, bitch, I'll punch you in your shit. Say I won't. You know, so, you know, They said they're going to suspend him.
Okay.
If you do that at your job, you're fired. But I'm also aware of the fact that NFL teams, and granted, he's not making it easy for us at all.
No, he's not.
But
no, he's not.
I'm well aware of the fact that NFL teams will take a story and spin that shit. I'm well aware of the fact that they are capable and they absolutely will do it. They will take a story and spin that shit to fit whatever narrative they need that shit to fit. Because that's what I believe that they did to Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh. I think he had a legitimate reason to be upset.
Okay.
But in this instance, in this case, you got fined because you missed a mandatory meeting. I don't really give a shit about the voluntary team workout. That I've always viewed as bullshit. That's kind of the same thing that Pittsburgh did when they wanted to hold Plaxico Burress's feet to the fire for not coming to a voluntary team workout because he was down in Florida working out with a bunch of wide receivers down there. Came back after his workout and was clearly an improved receiver from what he was years before. They got rid of him. He went to New York and won a Super Bowl. And they didn't win one. So, I mean, I don't really give a damn about the voluntary team workout.
Well, let me just tell you exactly what it was again. He got fined $13,000, $13,950 for missing a walkthrough on August 22nd. And then he also was fined $40,000 for missing camp on August 18th. So I don't know what the walkthrough joint was. I don't know if that was mandatory or if that was voluntary, but the missing camp part on August 18th, he should have been there. Even if he has something to do, that's fine. But you say something. But you're not that fucking big, man, that you just don't not come to work and with no explanation. And that's what I think that's what he did. And I could be wrong, but that's what's pissing me off. You know what I mean? It's the fact that, okay, dude, we know who you are, man, but you're getting fined unnecessary money for some dumb shit. And then when somebody holds you accountable, no matter how big or how small, this is the type of shit that you do. You know what I mean? And you're not making it look good for yourself. And I'm trying to find a silver lining to defend this dude.
I am.
Because like you said,
I'm not.
You know why I am, Professor? Because like you said, I think they did him dirty in Pittsburgh. I think they did him real dirty in Pittsburgh.
The way that they did him in Pittsburgh is that they controlled the narrative of Antonio Brown going forward from that point. He has now earned a label of
He's making the label seem validated. Yes, and that's what's pissing
he's
me off.
Validating the label.
Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, the problem that I have is that, okay, look, you got your ass reamed through the mud when you did that Instagram live post with Coach Tomlin, right? Everybody was on your ass. That you shouldn't have did that, which you shouldn't have done that. But it was a mistake, okay? People forgave you the whole nine. Now, which it's like every time somebody says something to you that you don't like, now you want to put it on social media. Or now you want to put your fines, the fines that you created, on Instagram and then tell, well, this is what happens when my team hates on me. Who the hell is hating on you, man? You missed days. How are they hating on you? You missed days.
But see, here, I'm gonna tell you who Antonio Brown is. See, Antonio Brown is that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He is loyal to a fault.
Absolutely.
You do some shit like what Big Ben did. And it, unfortunately for Antonio Brown, I don't feel like it left a bad taste in his mouth just for the Steelers. I feel like it left a bad taste in his mouth for the NFL as a culture. The way that the NFL, it left a bad taste in his mouth from that standpoint. I don't know that he's going to really be able to, you know, reel himself back in to get to a point where he can really legitimately work with anybody else in the league. I mean, does that make sense to you? It's kind of like that was cool with you, and you had one slight disagreement, and now every time you see that, you're just like, oh, man, fuck you.
Right. And, but you know what pisses, but just like you said, right, to a fault, and this is what makes him look bad, is the fact of the matter is this. Indirectly, he's making Big Ben look like a damn saint, like I said earlier. Because, see, now that Big Ben goes on
TV. That don't know what the hell happened, they're going to think that Big Ben is justified in everything he did.
And everything that he does. That interview that he had, well, it was a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks ago, they're going to make it seem like Big Ben is a clean-cut guy that does nothing wrong, and now we understand why the Steelers got rid of you. Now we understand why Big Ben said what he said about you. Now we understand why nobody likes you or wants to work with you.
But, see, there's another side to this narrative, right? So the other side of this narrative, and people at home listening probably ain't going to like it. I don't really give a damn.
Come on,
blow
son.
Out your ass. The other part of this narrative is that what I've been paying attention to here during the course of this entire Antonio Brown saga, right, since the issue occurred in Pittsburgh initially. When black athletes break a misdemeanor type of a rule in the NFL, it gets talked about, and it gets talked about, and it gets talked about, and it gets talked about. And then what we do is somehow the NFL has created a culture where athletes of another persuasion get praised even when they're not necessarily deserving of praise.
I get where you're going.
Gary is saying that Antonio Brown is making Big Ben look like a saint. Now, I know, and Gary knows, and millions of other people know, that Big Ben is far from a saint.
Absolutely.
If things were equal, Big Ben would not be in the NFL right now.
Come on.
He would have been trying to save Aaron Hernandez from committing suicide. Because his ass would have been in jail with him.
That's not funny.
But it's the damn truth.
I don't want to go to hell, Lord. Please forgive me for laughing.
He would have been locked up right with him. Because when look, Antonio Brown is becoming an issue for a team that's worth billions of dollars.
Right.
I get it. But when you go out here and you steal a woman's virtue, Benjamin.
Come on now. Thank
you don't get
like
to
that.
Sit back and play saint.
Right.
And play holier than thou. Like you violated not one, not two, but possibly three, maybe four women. Dude. And you're still in the league?
Right.
Oh, shit.
Right.
And nobody talks about it. You notice this. Nobody talks. When Big Ben had his issue, they don't say it. Big Ben quarterback that was accused of rape back in they don't talk about Big Ben like that. They just say Big Ben Roethlisberger, quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, had an issue with Antonio Brown. Now when they mention Antonio Brown, it's Antonio Brown who had an issue in Pittsburgh, also is having an issue. They're not calling him Antonio Brown wide receiver for the Oakland Raiders. Remember Brown? Remember that guy that had an issue in Pittsburgh? He also got an issue in Oakland. Look at that.
Right. But you know what, Professor, and to all fairness of what you just said, and like I said, you already know, I'm with you 1,000%. But see, this is the issue, and you know I'm the devil advocate guy because I got to look at both sides of the fence.
I know.
Check this out. At the end of the day, I'm with you with the mediocre when it comes to athletes who are not African American. They, you know, they do little misdemeanor crimes or whatever. You know what I mean? And they don't catch the heat like the black ones do. But see, the problem is, but this is the issue.
But they don't do it consistently either, though.
Exactly. And come on, man.
We seem to be in the way with regularity.
Exactly. So they don't do it like as consistently as the black ones do. And I hate to say that. So for those that don't like it, I'm sorry. It is what it is. But guess what? The percentage of the NFL is what? The majority of people in the NFL who play are of African American descent. So at the end of the day, it's kind of like, okay, well, you always you're always messing with us, you know what I mean, when it comes to little shit like this. But like you said, you do the shit on the regular. And that's what pisses me off. Good, bad, right, or indifferent. Perception is everything. And a lot of people don't want to accept that. The first thing they always say is, well, he did, and he did, and I don't want to hear that, and I don't want to hear. I get it.
Yeah, and see, the sad thing is that if it's not the way we are, if the situation is not the way that it's that it has been being reported, mm-hmm. Antonio Brown will come out later and say something that's supposed to give doubt to what the Raiders and the NFL have said.
Right.
But it's like, why would you not want to get in front of the issue?
Exactly.
Instead of sweeping out the damn caboose.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you going to pull up the rear?
Exactly. Exactly.
What, like, just, what, like, I don't understand what the benefit is in that for Antonio Brown.
Right. But see,
I don't get it, man.
Once again, my issue is I'm not mad at how he feels. I'm not mad if he, even if Antonio Brown is dead 1,000% wrong, he has the right to feel however he wants. My problem is that you know, you have to know, whether if you think or feel in your heart that you're right. You know right now, you're a damn head case. He has to know that. And it's like everything that he does now, he has to act like a goddamn 5-year-old and put it on social media. That's my problem. You know what I'm saying? Because now all you're doing is you're fueling the fire for the naysayers who don't like you anyway to say, uh-huh, see, look. Mm-hmm. Look what he's doing. Look. That's all you're doing. And I wish you stopped. I really wish you stopped. Because like I said, I'm really trying to bat for this dude, man. I really am. Because I like Antonio Brown. But his antics right now, he's getting on my goddamn nerves. He's really irking my nerves right now. He's one of those type of people that you ever have a friend that just does dumb shit all the damn time, and you're like, you know what, man? I swear to God, boy, if I was not your friend, I'd have punched you in your shit by now. But because he is your partner, you're like, you know, he'd get on my nerves, but you know what? I got to defend this dude. In public, I got to defend you, but behind closed doors, I'm knocking you the hell out. That's how I feel about Antonio Brown. I wish he'd just stop it. Just stop it. Antonio, stop. You're killing me, Petey. You're killing me.
I mean, I'm wondering what his behavior. It makes me wonder. It makes me wonder whether or not he's getting high. I mean, you're laughing, and I'm dead ass serious. It really is making me wonder whether or not he is getting high, bruh, because his behavior is all over the fucking place. It's all over the place, man. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean,
well,
he's not himself.
Right. Mike Mayock said that he will not be practicing with the team this weekend, and they will be suspending him. It's not clear how long they're going to suspend him, but I really hope, you know. Now, I will have to say this before we move on. I hope when they do suspend him, it's not something just crazy and outrageous. You know what I mean? Just because you can. You know what I mean? It's like some shit like 5 games or 4 games, you know what I mean? If you're going to suspend somebody, let it be like for 2 games or something. You know what I mean? That's
this article that I'm reading here says that Antonio Brown may end up getting no payment at all from the Raiders. It says as the Raiders make a decision regarding the future of receiver Antonio Brown, there's a chance he ultimately will receive not a penny of the new contract he signed with the team in March. PFT has obtained and analyzed a full copy of the contract. The $1 million signing bonus contained in the deal actually took the form of a pair of guaranteed $500,000 workout bonuses for 2019 and 2020. The 2019 payment, nevertheless, hinged upon Brown participating in at least 85% of the 2019 offseason program. Per a league source, NFLPA records revealed that he did not earn the $500,000, which means that he failed to participate in at least 85% of the offseason program. Thus, to date, Brown has gotten no payment from the Raiders under contract, and he may ultimately get none. Brown's remaining guarantees of $29.625 million, 2019 salary, 2020 workout bonus, and 2020 salary can be wiped out if he's suspended. Actually, the language of the contract allows the guarantees to be voided even without a suspension. The behavior for which he was fined $53,950 already puts him in default. Here's the language from the contract as to each guaranteed payment. Notwithstanding this skill, injury, and cap guarantee, player shall report to club, practice with club, or play with club, and honor all terms of the contract, including all addenda thereto. If at any time the player does not report to club, does not practice or play with club, leaves club without prior written approval, including but not limited to retirement, does not honor any terms of the contract, including any addenda thereto, is suspended by the NFL or club for conduct detrimental, violation of the NFL personal conduct policy, violation of agreements between club and player, then player shall be in default, and the skill, injury, and cap guarantee shall be null and void, and player shall only be eligible to earn his remaining stated paragraph 5 salary on a weekly, non-guaranteed basis. Because he left training camp for a day and otherwise missed a walkthrough practice, Brown already is in default. The Raiders could void the guarantees and cut him. If, of course, they cut Brown, he becomes a free agent, which means he can sign with anyone. The question would be whether anyone wants him and whether the Raiders want to pay Brown anything in order to keep him from playing for anyone else.
Wow.
There it is.
Wow.
He
you know
is.
What?
Fucking himself out of the entire
man,
contract.
Come on, man. Wow. Wow. That's crazy. That's... Antonio, let me just say this again, and make sure that I'm crystal clear. This is Gary Ward Jr., Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day. Yes. I'm really rooting for you, man. I really am. I say this with the utmost respect and the most sincerity. Sit your ass down somewhere. That's all I'm going to say on that one. Is there anything else you want to say, Professor, before we move forward?
No, I'm done. I mean, I got nothing. I got nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, 858-777-8433 is the number to call into Locker Room Talk Radio. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Locker Room Talk Radio. We're going to go ahead. Damn it, it's week one. Oh, God, it's week one. Professor, do you know what day it is? It's week one. First day of the season. God damn it, I don't think you heard me. I heard you. I heard both of you.
I heard both of you.
We are going to go ahead and do what we do every year, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to give our picks for week one of the NFL season. And then we're going to talk about tonight's game and break it down and tell, well, give each other's opinions on who wins and why. Week one of the National Football League, I got my name here, and I got Professor's. So we're going to go ahead and get these games popping. Professor, week one, L.A. Rams versus Carolina Panthers. Who's winning?
The Rams.
Go on with
it. It's real simple.
I mean, you look at
all of the quarterbacks in the NFL. None of them has had less weapons than Cam Newton.
Got a point on that one. Got a point on that. Next game.
He has nobody.
Division game. Washington Redskins, Philadelphia Eagles. Who's winning, Professor?
Ooh, shit. Yeah, I still got to go with Philly.
Going with Philly.
Yep.
I'm going with Philly as well. Next game, Bills-Jets. Not a division game. Bills-Jets.
I'm going to take Buffalo.
You're taking Buffalo. Actually, I'm going with the Jets. I'm going with the NYJ.
You go right ahead.
next game. ATL, shouty. Minnesota Vikings. Who's winning?
Atlanta.
Yeah, you said that.
Wait a minute.
Like,
where are they playing at?
Yeah, that's what I thought. In Minnesota.
Oh, shit.
Exactly. I was like, wait a minute. You said yes, brother.
No, I'm still going to take Atlanta.
I'm taking Minnesota.
Still taking Atlanta.
At home. Next game, Baltimore Ravens, Miami Dolphins. Who's winning?
Yeah, I think Baltimore will win that game.
Go with B-more. I've gone with Baltimore as well. Next game. Oh, shit. Chiefs, Jaguars. I know
Jesus.
Where I'm going.
Chiefs.
I don't even know why. I know where I'm going. Shit. Okay. This one actually might be a good game, a sleeper game. Titans. Cleveland. Who are you going with, Professor?
Cleveland.
Going with Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's be. I'm going with Cleveland as well, but I still think it's going to be a tight game. I don't think it's going to be, you know, a blowout either with
Tennessee going to have to be able to run the ball against Cleveland's front defensive line, and when they find out that they can't run the ball against that defensive line. Do you really trust Marcus Mariota in a one-dimensional format?
I hear you on that one, but don't put that shit out to the universe and put it out of existence because I have Derrick Henry on my fantasy. So you're not supposed to talk like that. That blasphemous talk.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to do that.
That's why it's called fantasy because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because I'm better than you.
I am better than you. Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We'll be waiting for you.
Next game, Colts Chargers. I'm going to go with the L.A. Chargers.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, don't even do this. Stop it. I already wrote it down for you. Don't worry about it. I already wrote it down.
Whatever
you about to say, I'm not even trying to do it.
Hey, okay. All right. Next.
Seattle Seahawks.
Make sure you put an asterisk next to my name, though, for that game.
Okay, do you want to change it?
I mean, shit, dude, yo, Indianapolis might win that game, man. Might win that game, man. The Chargers defense ain't really that hot.
I know you're right about that.
Indy might fuck around and win that game.
Which one do you want?
Fuck it. Give me the Chargers. Shit, I don't.
Okay, Bengals, Seahawks. Who's winning?
Oh, shit. Seattle.
Absolutely. 49ers, Buccaneers. Who's winning? Exactly. You might have to think about this one for real. It ain't because
Buccaneers me, yeah.
Great, but it's just like either one
of
them.
Yeah, it's because you got two underachieving quarterbacks.
Come on.
I mean, what's the lesser of two evils here? So in a lesser of two evil scenario, I'm going to take Jameis Winston. Give me Tampa Bay.
You know what? I'm taking San Francisco.
Yeah, you go right ahead.
Absolutely, I will.
Come on, knock on our door. We'll be waiting for you.
You already know where I'm going the next game. I'm going with my New York Football Giants against the Dallas Cowboys. Who you going with?
Shit, Dallas.
Yo, man, you watch your mouth. The disrespect that spews out of your mouth.
Hey,
I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. Hey, man, whatever you about
man.
To say, I don't want to hear.
I think the game will be entertaining, but yeah, no, I'm going Dallas.
Next game,
you only got one Saquon. If you had three or four of them, I might get it.
You know what?
Yeah, no.
I can't stand your ass. Just for the record. Detroit Lions, Arizona Cardinals. Who's winning?
Oh, shit. Detroit.
I'm going with Arizona.
Yeah, you would.
You know why I am, especially at home? Let me tell you why I am. Just like you talked about the Chargers defense, the Lions defense ain't that much better either. They not. And I know the boy, Kyler Murray, small. We talked about him before, that all it takes is one good hit, you know, get tattooed if he don't slide or whatever. I think he's already prepared for that. I think he's going to be a one-man.
I don't think he is. I think every quarterback comes out of college thinking they're prepared until they get hit.
I hear you.
And that motherfucker is going to get touched. First of all, he's going to have to roll out of the pocket every time he drop back to throw because his little ass ain't going to be able to see over the line.
Hey.
So we'll see.
We'll see. New England Patriots, yeah. Pittsburgh Steelers. Who you going with?
Shit, New England.
I don't even know why the hell I asked you.
They don't. I've been saying it for years. Look, I don't know how long it's going to take Pittsburgh to figure this out. Do you know that every team that's beaten New England regularly, they run a 4-3 defense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why is Pittsburgh still trying to run a 3-4 against New England?
I know that. And you know that.
You don't fucking match up well. Stop it.
Because I'm better than you.
Hey, shit, they're way better than them. This is going to be the beginning. This season is the beginning of the end for the Steelers. And I know black and gold, it sucks.
Wow.
Suck it up.
Next game, man. Two Monday night games, man. First Monday night game, Houston, Texas versus the New Orleans Saints. Who's winning, man? Texas or Saints?
Ooh, shit.
That's gonna be 2-1-2.
That's gonna be, that game gonna have fireworks in it, bro. But then, I mean, they've had the entire offseason. See, that's the weird thing. Typically, the games that we look at, what we think is going to be a really high-scoring affair. You ever notice how those games are always low-scoring affairs?
Low-scoring like hell, absolutely. I'm going with Houston.
Like two high power. So am I. I don't think defensively. I don't think New Orleans can do enough to keep Houston out of the end zone.
Nope.
I think Houston has way too much for New Orleans to have to worry about from a defensive standpoint. Like you. You got to keep Deshaun Watson in the pocket.
You got
DeAndre Hopkins. You got Shady McCoy. They just added the boy Steals. And they got time
Laramie
in the pocket with Laramie Tunsil. Shit.
So, yeah, I'll go with Houston. Broncos Raiders, man, winning.
Denver. Von Miller and Bradley Chubb gonna act a damn fool. They're gonna act a damn fool.
Excuse me.
I said it.
Yeah, I heard you. You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna go Denver as well.
Derek Carr ain't nothing like his brother.
Yeah, I mean.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
And tonight's game, man, Thursday night game, tonight's game, season opener, Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears. Who's winning, Vaughn?
Chicago. The Bears.
Shata.
The Bears. Shata.
Dollar bill.
Dollar bill. Pay them country boys nothing. Nothing.
I'm nervous. Dollar bill. I'm going with Chicago as well. Let's talk about this game tonight, man. 7:40.
I'm putting my money on Khalil Mack.
858-777-8433 is the number to call into Locker Room Talk Radio. Please explain to us, Professor X Factor, why Chicago will win tonight's matchup.
Well, in the article, in the around the NFL from Jeremy Bergman, you know, there are some things to look for in this matchup. First thing is, how will Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay's offense perform in their first game under Matt LaFleur?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to be that good against Chicago's defense. Second question is, will the Bears' defense pick up where it left off without Vic Fangio? I think it absolutely damn it will.
Absolutely.
Number three for Chicago, another question offensively, is whether or not David Montgomery is the real deal. Don't know. He has 6 touchdowns in preseason. Not sure. Number four, is Chicago's kicker situation really resolved, and will the Bears fans be patient with Eddie Pinheiro? That remains to be seen, but I don't think this game is going to be close enough for a field goal to make a damn difference. I don't. I don't. I think Aaron Rodgers is probably going to throw 2 picks.
Shitty Mike. Because
you
got to
remember, Chicago's defense was on the verge of being a shit before Khalil Mack got there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because they were just starting to recover after having no more Brian Urlacher. They were just beginning to recover, and we were able to see visible signs of a recovery.
Right.
And now the defense was starting to shut people out and shut people down. We were like, oh, shit, hey, yo, I don't mean no harm, but quiet as kept, Chicago's defense looked good as hell. And then they got Khalil Mack. For those of you who don't understand what Khalil Mack is the equivalent of, if the characters in the Game of Thrones television show were real, it would be like Khaleesi coming to your neighborhood with her dragons. Khalil Mack is that disruptive. He is Khaleesi in a Chicago Bears uniform. He's a blonde-haired white girl in a Chicago Bears uniform. And he's bilingual.
And he's
bilingual. Quarterback don't have time when he dropped back, and you damn sure can't run the ball to his side.
Right.
He's entirely too strong for most offensive tackles in the league. So good luck, Aaron Rodgers. Hope your offensive line is up to par, because if not,
I'm just trying to figure out. Okay, put it like this.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Chicago Bear team. I like the Chicago Bears team. And I like the fact that now Tariq Cohen is going to be that guy to show how good he really is. So they're going to go ahead and unleash the hounds. They're just going to go ahead and take the leash off him, just let him do what he do. And Allen Robinson is back healthy. You know what I'm saying? They got, like I said, Mitchell Trubisky, I think, is actually a good quarterback. I'm not saying he's great, but I think he's actually serviceable, and he can only get better.
He is.
I think he's actually
more than serviceable. I think that motherfucker is actually pretty damn good. I think he was kind of underrated because of that damn Wunderlich exam that he takes when you're coming in as a quarterback. But
you know why I think he was underrated? Because he came out of North Carolina. That's the main reason why that I thought.
Well,
he was
no, I think part of what helped him be considered underrated was the fact that the motherfucker didn't know what a hot route was. But remember that shit?
Yeah, I remember that.
He did not know what a hot route was. I was like, how the fuck? But then we look at that as a detrimental thing, when in reality, him not knowing it may have been a benefit. Because now we don't have to worry about unteaching him the bad habits he learned in college. So, you know, Jesus. And I'm sitting here looking at the odds of the game.
What does it say?
This dude, this handicapper has hit on 24 of his last 28 picks involving the Green Bay Packers. An astonishing 86% success rate.
Damn.
This guy whose picks are coveted by fans everywhere has cashed huge in the world's most prestigious handicapping tournament, the Westgate Las Vegas Super Contest, twice in the past 4 years. And anyone who has followed his lead has reaped huge rewards. Now he has locked in on the Packers versus the Bears in the 2019 NFL kickoff game. He's only sharing his pick at Sportsline. White knows that after years of mediocrity, the Bears broke through last year with a dominant defense and a resilient second-year quarterback under Nagy. Chicago went 12-4, won the NFC North, and was within one Cody Parkey double tap of reaching the divisional round of the playoffs. Now Chicago has adopted the motto "Chasing Great" this year, with much of the same cast back. The Bears have covered their last 7 games against NFC North competition, and 9 out of 11 games overall. That means they've covered the spread 9 out of 11 times.
Okay, now, but check this out. So you said that this guy, whoever this guy is, he said he only...
Yeah, whenever he picks the Packers, he wins at an 86% rate.
I got you. Okay, so what I'm saying is that he's only told this bet to who? You said he only shared this bet with one source. Who was that?
Sportsline.
Sportsline. So they're the only people that know who he picked.
Yep.
That means he went with Chicago. That's what that means. Yeah, nobody else knows other than them motherfuckers. He picked Chicago. He probably is a Packers fan and said, you know what? I'm not going to be out here and get my ass reamed through the damn through the mud. I'm going to go ahead and pick because I know.
Now, I will point this out.
Do not.
Aaron Rodgers' all-time against the Bears is 17-5 with a quarterback rating of 103.7.
But not tonight.
Just to put that number into perspective, Saints quarterback Drew Brees has the second highest rating against Chicago all-time at 95.4.
Mm.
That means Aaron Rodgers plays his ass off against the Bears.
It's not going to happen tonight, brother. You know why? I'm looking at this depth chart. Okay, Aaron, I'm looking at this backfield, right? They got Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, Dexter Williams. Now, Davante Adams is good. I like Davante Adams. Marquez, Valdez-Scantling. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Geronimo Allison is actually not bad. You know what I'm saying? He's actually not a bad wide receiver. I still don't think he's the end-all, be-all. Jimmy Graham, you don't know which one you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? If you had the Saints Jimmy Graham at one point in time, I've been like, okay, I got you. But this Jimmy Graham right now, I'm not exactly sure which one you're going to get. I'm looking at the defense, too, and Blake Martinez, the right inside linebacker, I actually do like him. Preston Smith, that actually came from Washington, I actually like him. Montrevious Adams, really don't know a lot about him. Kenny Clark, nose tackle. Adrian Amos, who actually came from Chicago, is their strong safety. That I didn't know. So, okay, they might have a little, but I'm not completely sold, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You know what I'm saying? Brian Bulaga is the only Pro Bowl offensive lineman that I see on this team. And if Aaron Rodgers is still, I don't know how, you know, I question the health of Aaron Rodgers right now, because everybody always say that they're good for the season, blah, blah, blah.
Dude, how old is Mercedes Lewis?
Mercedes Lewis is not, he's not actually that old. Why you say that? Because you think he's been in the league forever?
Because I swear it seemed like he's been in the league forever, man. I mean, goddamn. It seemed like this son of a bitch been in the league forever, bro. Like, he's 35.
Okay.
That's old. That's technically kind of old.
Okay. Well, I mean, shit. Your boy in San Diego still playing? And he's old as dirt too. Antonio Gates.
Who?
Antonio Gates.
Yeah, he is old.
Older than most.
Philip Rivers gonna try to jump in the casket with him.
Man, but I just really tonight, man. The key, the only way I see Green Bay winning this game is they have to dink and dunk the ball. They have to play time of possession against this Bears team. It's gonna be hard for them to do anyway. But I think that's
going to
be.
Because
if you try,
I don't know if that works though.
It's not going to work. But that's what I'm saying. I don't think nothing going to work for real. I'm just saying, put it like this. Okay, like I said, this dude, Aaron Jones, like I said, I'm not too familiar with him. You know what I'm saying? But he's a starter. But my thing is this. Are you scared of Jimmy Graham right now? If you're a defensive coordinator, are you scared of Jimmy Graham right now?
No. No.
Exactly. Now, no. I'm a little concerned in the red zone.
I'm afraid of him in the red zone. Yep, I was about to take the words right out of my damn mouth.
Exactly. He's still 6'6". So, exactly. So, at the end of the day, I get that. But 100 yards of football to about 80 yards, I'm not scared of Jimmy Graham. Now, with that being said, Geronimo Allison, like I said, is cool. And the boy Devontae Adams, I think, is their best number one receiver. If Aaron Rodgers has to do more running than he does sitting in the pocket, they're in trouble. They are in trouble because
they're in trouble anyway because they're not going to be able to run the ball. And Green Bay is not. Look, okay. They got Khalil Mack. All right.
Right. Roquan Smith.
That we know who he is. That's and they got Roquan Smith.
Yes.
They got Ha Ha Clinton Dix at safety. Other safety is Eddie Jackson. Then they got Leonard Floyd at a linebacker. Akeem Hicks at defensive tackle. Kyle Fuller at cornerback. Buster Screen at cornerback.
Well, they do got Buster Screen.
John Franklin.
Okay.
They got Aaron Lynch is one of the linebackers. Danny Trevathan is one of the linebackers.
This is my man.
They can't win. They got Prince Amukamara playing corner.
I got you.
It's over. It's over.
Look,
they're not winning this game.
Aaron Rodgers is so talented all in himself that he can beat you with his arm. The problem is he doesn't have the talent.
Not
to
that
match.
Defense. He can't.
I just don't think he has the talent to match what he can bring to the table. That's all I'm saying. If this was Aaron Rodgers, 3 years ago, I might, even with that defense now, I'd probably be like, you know what? I'm going to get an edge to Aaron Rodgers in the Green Bay.
And you got to take into consideration defensively, Green Bay no longer has a pass rush.
And they don't have Clay Matthews anymore.
They do not have a pass rush. You got to remember, they were thin at the linebacker position. Remember when they put Clay Matthews at middle linebacker? Knowing damn well his ass ain't got no business being inside that tackle box. He is an outside linebacker. As good as Clay Matthews is, he's a little light in the ass to be playing in the middle of the damn defense at linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. He's a little light in the ass. They gonna get manhandled tonight. And I'm going to watch the shit. I'm going to watch it.
Oh, absolutely.
Walk,
absolutely.
I'm going to walk my ass right in this truck stop out here in Leominster, Massachusetts, and tell them, hey, can you change television? You change channel on that son of a bitch, please? Thank you.
Okay, Professor, let me ask you a question, man. The score tonight, what's your prediction? What's the score of tonight's game?
24-10, Chicago.
So Aaron Rodgers gets 10 points. 24-10.
Because it's opening week, I think Green Bay will probably score 17. They'll probably put up 17 points. But
do you want me to change
that? I'll say 28-17. Chicago.
17.
Mm-hmm. And that's if Green Bay is lucky. Because they're going to have to damn sure be lucky to put up 17 points against that defense.
You know what?
You
like
what I'm saying to you?
I like the 17 because that's where I was going to go. But you know what? I'm going to give Chicago one more touchdown. I'm going to say 35-17, Chicago. And the reason why is because I believe that. I'm going to tell you like this. It's going to be at least, I predict two scores on the defensive side of the ball. It don't matter how they come, whether if it's a pick six or forced fumble, pick up, going to run into the end zone. They're going to score at least two touchdowns, the defense alone. I feel it. Damn it, I feel it. Because I don't know whoever the hell is going to hold that ball between those guys that you talked about. That ball's coming out at least two or three times tonight. With Khalil Mack and them boys.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But, you know, it's not like the Chicago Bears are weak offensively either.
No, I got that.
They got Mitchell Trubisky, they got David Montgomery and Mike Davis and Tariq Cohen as the running backs and Allen Robinson and Anthony Miller, Riley Ridley at receiver, Trey Burton at tight end. I mean, Kyle Long at guard, they got Cordell Patterson at receiver.
And kick off and punt return, right?
Yeah, I mean, they Taylor Gabriel, and the backup quarterback is Chase Daniel. And I don't know if anybody actually remembers Chase Daniel, but Chase Daniel can actually fucking throw the ball.
Actually, yeah, he
so,
is
I mean,
okay.
Even if Mitchell Trubisky, I mean, I looked at Green Bay's offensive line. Dude, I think to play against Chicago's front seven, I think that offensive line is actually undersized. I believe that offensive line in Green Bay is undersized. I believe they're undersized. I don't think they got a single solitary son bitch over there that can block Khalil Mack and Roquan and the rest of them son bitches. They can't do it. You can't do it. You can try. It's going to be entertaining. But you ain't going to be able to do it.
I'm in a dilemma in my fantasy right now. We got 3 minutes left, man. I'm talking about my fantasy a little bit. I got Trey Burton, and I have the Chicago Bears defense, surprisingly. I am going to start them tonight, and I also have on the bench the other wide receiver from Chicago. Oh, my God, I forgot. I just looked right at him. What's that dude's name again? It is... Lord have mercy. Oh, Taylor Gabriel.
Hey, quick question. Who is Cincinnati playing week one again? Seattle, right?
Hold on. Let me just make sure I got this right. See, you said the Bengals.
Cincinnati's
right?
Playing Seattle?
Yeah. Seattle, yes. In Seattle. Did you want to change your pick?
No. I'm giving somebody some advice.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time for us to get up out of here. I want to thank my man, Professor X Factor, for chopping it up with me on Kickoff Thursday, 2019. It's here, damn it. It's here. Finally here. I also want to give a shout-out to my brother, Executive Chef Q Drakeford, who couldn't join us today. Once again, no shame, keep him in your prayers. He got some personal things he needs to take care of, but he's going to be okay. And I just want to tell everybody out there who's listening, thank you for listening to us and all that good stuff, and make sure that you follow us on Instagram and Locker Room Talk Radio. This is Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, a.k.a. Silver Lining. That's the name Professor gave me because he always told me I find a silver lining in every damn thing, which I do, and it's all good. But we're going to sign off.
Not for Aaron Rodgers. Hope you can find a silver lining for his ass. He's going to need one tonight.
And remember, it's never goodbye. It's always see you later. We'll talk to you on Monday. 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a good one.
I'm better than you.